you actually sound a little bit tired. It's been a big week for you, of course, first week in Parliament as the new member for Braddon. So you were saying to me off air that you're quite fatigued. Is it tougher than you thought it might be? Was it a surprise?
It's not tougher. I mean, the hours are really long. I was getting to the house at about 6 o'clock in the morning and trying to do some exercise and getting ready. And then we're not finishing until quite late, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And it's just, I think, just the amount of new information, the way it all operates. I think that's probably a bit overwhelming as well. The Tuesday with opening of Parliament was very ceremonial, very traditional in its roots, going back to the Westminster system and back to Tudor times, really. So that was really exciting to see all that pomp and ceremony, I suppose. And then
you weren't one of the ones that went home early yesterday, were you?
No.
that was the government.
That was really quite interesting. I was packing up my office ready to go. The House normally adjourns at 5 o'clock on a Thursday. And at 4:59, we got the message to that there was a division in the House. So we all went down there, not really knowing what was going on, but it was quite clear that the government didn't have the numbers at all, the number of their MPs had left. And so we really wanted to see if we can get through the Royal Commission into banking, because the Senate had passed a motion to support that. And we felt that if the government obviously didn't have the numbers, the number of their backbenchers support a Royal Commission into the banks, that perhaps we could get that through. But they finally gathered their members and won by that one vote.
I guess it was a demonstration of how frail our parliament is at the moment, because it was almost a hung parliament. The government's got a very slender majority. And from their point of view, they wouldn't want to be doing this for any critical legislation, would they?
Oh, look, I think it really just showed a lack of discipline. I think some of them did things that they probably shouldn't have. Certainly we weren't in the position of going home early. We knew that, the House doesn't finish until it's adjourned, and we needed to... I guess we're just a really united team, to be honest. And if you look on the other side of the House, they just look very unhappy the whole week. And we were making the point, you won an election, why aren't you looking happy? And they're looking miserable.
Well, they won the election, but they lost a lot of their majority, didn't they? Like, they in some respects, they lost the election.
Well, that's how they're coming across. We're the ones, when there's a vote, we're very loud in what we're, in our no's or our yeses. They sort of mumbling around. There's just no life in them. They're preoccupied with being on their phones without listening to what the debate is going on. They just look like they really don't want to be there. And I think clearly with them leaving early and, last night was a very historical moment in some respects. We haven't had a governing majority lose a vote in the House for nearly 50 years. So I didn't quite understand what was going on at the time. There was a lot of, with the standing orders and the processes of the House, there was some really unprecedented things going on, a lot of discussions. The standing order books were flying around everywhere, everyone trying to work out how to manoeuvre around this. And it was clear that, they just weren't in order.
Didn't feel like you'd casually drop a confidence motion on the table at the time. That would have been irresponsible, I guess, wouldn't it?
Look, I think we're really keen to have the executive of the government instigate a Royal Commission in the banking, because there has been so many people hurt by the banking sector. And really, that's the only way that people can be protected on into the future. So that we can change some of the culture in the banking sector and the financial sector, and clearly the government's not interested in doing that.
It needs looking into. I mean, the executives or the CEOs are making obscene salaries, the banks are making unbelievable profits, and then they're not passing on the full rate reduction when the RBA drops the rate. So they're just greedy, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And it's the consumer that's missing out here. And the government's solution is to have a tribunal. Well, that's after the fact. When something goes wrong, we want to make sure that any of the systemic issues within the industry, the recommendations are made and the industry cleans up its act, and people can be protected and not need a tribunal to sort out
Yeah, good luck with that, because I'm pretty sure the banks are probably the only ones that think it's not warranted. Just briefly, you mentioned the pomp and ceremony during the day, and of course you were there a fortnight ago, I think, when we spoke to you, doing what's loosely termed Polly's school. So I guess a lot of that stuff on Tuesday made sense to you because you'd done that sort of orientation beforehand.
Well, yeah, we knew what to expect, but I don't think anyone can prepare you for how you feel when you take your seat. And that was the first time that I had taken my seat in the chamber, and I had an immense sense of privilege and great honour that's been bestowed on me from the voters of Braddon, and it sort of really hit home then. And just how small the chamber is. It looks quite big on TV, but, you know, the other side, the government's really not that far away, and it's very noisy, and the atmospherics are quite amazing in there, so... Nothing really can prepare you for that, I don't think.
I can only imagine, but you can't see me now. I've got a smile on my face, sort of nodding my head going, yep, yes, probably right. Now, when we spoke to you last time, you were still working on your maiden speech. That's yet to be tabled, but you've got a date for it now at least. So if people from our neck of the woods want to tune in and listen to your maiden speech or watch it on TV, when's it going to be?
It'll be sometime in the afternoon on the 13th of September, which is a Tuesday. So the second day back.
Okay. Now, you told us briefly what angle you're coming from. Just remind us again.
Yeah, so I want to, I guess, bring to the attention of not only other politicians that are there, but to Australians in general, that I think politics or politicians need to clear up their act. They need to act in the best interest of the people that elected them there. But I also want to highlight our neck of the woods. And, you know, I've heard a number of maiden speeches this week, and they're very emotional speeches because people are talking about their families and thanking those that helped them to get where they are and about their homes, and everyone obviously thinks they come from the best electorate in the country. And I really think it's important for me to highlight what our electorate is, who we are as people, and the amazing things that we can do, but also to talk about what I believe in politics, you know, we need to strive for, and I think we can do a lot better. And meeting the class of 2016, particularly on the Labor side, I haven't met a number on the other side. They're just wonderful people that have achieved some fantastic things, and I think they're there for the right reasons. So I think for me to put it on the record is not just a reminder for them, but will be a reminder for me as I go through what I hope to be a long parliamentary career.
Yeah, well, you mentioned, you know, cleaning up their act, and I guess last night's probably a good example of why that needs to happen. Justine, thanks for your time today. I know it's been an extraordinarily tough and long week for you. You can have a sleep in tomorrow if you like, and we'll catch up with you in a fortnight.
Thanks so much. Speak to you soon.
You're welcome. Justine Kay, who is the member for Braddon, every second Friday here on the Coast Best Mix.